focus on getting product market fit. Because in the end, as Sam said at the beginning of this course, idea, product, team, execution. If you don't have a great product, there's no point executing well on growing it because it won't grow. Number one problem I've seen inside Facebook for new products, number one problem I've seen for a startup I've advised has been they don't actually have product market fit when they think they do. So the next obvious question that people ask over and over and over again is, okay, what does good retention look like? Sure, I can have 5% retention, but I'm guessing that Facebook had better than that, so that's not going to be a successful business. And I get really pissed off when people ask me that question. Because I think you can figure it out. And I love this story, and this is like my one gratuitous story that I love that I'm throwing in here, so the rest of it may not be as gratuitous. But this is a picture that was published in Life magazine in 1950 of one of the Trinity nuclear bomb tests. And there's a guy, Geoffrey Taylor. Who's heard of Geoffrey Taylor? Awesome. Yes, someone's heard of him. Geoffrey Taylor was a British physicist who ended up actually winning the Nobel Prize. And he was able to figure out from looking at this picture what the power of the atomic bomb was, the US atomic bomb, and Russians were publishing similar pictures, just using dimensional reasoning. And dimensional reasoning is, I think, one of the best skills that I learned during my time studying physics back in the UK. And what dimensional reasoning is you look at the dimensions that are involved in a problem. So you want to figure out energy, newtons, meters. Newtons are kilograms, meters, seconds to the minus two. So you've got kilograms, meters squared, seconds to the minus two. And then you try and figure out how you can get each of those numbers from what data you have.